The topics and opinions expressed on the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4WN Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4WN Radio, its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4WN Radio.
This is Beyond Confidence with your host, Divya Parekh. Do you want to live a more fulfilling life? Do you want to live your legacy and achieve your personal, professional, and financial goals? Well, coming up on Divya Parekh's Beyond Confidence, you will hear real stories of leaders, entrepreneurs, and achievers who have stepped into discomfort, shattered their status quo, and are living the life they want. You will learn how relationships are the key to achieving your aspirations and financial goals. Moving your career or business forward does not have to happen at the expense of your personal or family life, or vice versa. Learn more at www.divyaparekh.com and you can connect with Divya at contact@divyaparekh.com. This is Beyond Confidence. And now here's your host, Divya Parekh.
Good evening, listeners. It's Monday evening and this is Divya, your radio show host. And today I have a surprise in store for you. Several of you have reached out to me and have asked me about myself. So it's very hard to just kind of have a conversation with yourself. So I've invited a very good friend of mine, radio personality, Rebel Medler, and she will be interviewing me today. And I have to share that in the time that I've been on iHeartW4WN, she has become such a close and dear friend of mine that it's going to be fantastic. And I'm looking forward to this conversation.
I have been looking forward to this as well. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, thank you for interviewing me. So appreciated.
Okay, so let's know a little bit about Divya. Divya, you want to tell us a little bit about you?
Absolutely. So a little bit about me and share my journey is I have meandered my life through corporate world, being an associate professor in a university where the best part was connecting with students. And science has always fascinated me. And when science solves the problem for you, it's so many times, you know, when especially when you are in biochemistry, you're learning how emotional chemistry works, how does neurochemistry work, and how do little things can make so many changes in our lives for better. So from there, I moved into pharmaceuticals, where I was very fortunate to have run multi-million dollar projects while I was bringing life-changing medications to market. And of course, I have to say this, that I'm very proud to say I was part of very strong teams where we worked together, and there would be so many weekends or sometimes nights we would be spending on floor when these medicines are being manufactured, and pressure would be intense. And yet because of camaraderie, we would have fun even in those pressure-filled nights. And from there, in 2008, fast forward, I found that people were being laid off. It was just a rumor. And of course, when the day came and when people were walked out with whole of their lives in a box, and these were my friends who I had been together for so many years. And, you know, it's work family, and work family becomes your extended family. And when something happens to them, it impacts you as well. And that was something, it just left its mark on me. And then I decided that what is it that I could do to help people? What could I do where I could start out small, and who knows, I would be able to create a whole lot more jobs. And that's what propelled me towards entrepreneurship. And I moved into coaching and connecting with people. And when I'm able to make difference to their lives and seeing that aha moment in their eyes and seeing their potential unfold, it's such a big reward in my life. And then, of course, journey continued, and here I am.
Well, let's see. You've given so much. You are also a 4-time number one international best-selling author, an international speaker, business leadership advisor, a book writing muse. Wow. Where do you find the time?
Oh, time. Yes, I think so. Here's the thing, that if you're interested in things, then you make time for it. It's about creating priorities. And of course, our listeners have few questions. So, you know, what I'm going to do is address their questions as we continue our conversation.
Absolutely.
So did I create the meds? Yes, I did not create per se. Our process development people, and this is part of, like, you know, when I was part of research scientist, I used to be involved in that. Then I moved over to different areas where I was overseeing projects and I was helping engineers figure out how the process should look like and what was happening in, let's say, how should I put it? Let's say when you're making vaccines, you're dealing with live cells, you're dealing with live bacteria, you're dealing with live, sometimes even fungus. And these are changing and evolving molecules. And you would have so many different challenges and different things. So then I would support them. So yes, as part of that, you can say that it was our whole team who was involved in creating the meds. Now, is that a big change from medical to entertainment? Actually, it's not. The key is, what is your purpose? What is your why? And my why back then was to make a difference, because think about it. Sometimes we would make cancer vaccines and patients would be waiting for those vaccines because that was the vaccine that was keeping their lives going. And sometimes I would be part of this med that would save newborn children's lives. And to be part of that, it was huge. That's what kept us going. And similarly, whether I'm part of entertainment industry or if I'm part of somebody's life, helping them unfold their potential, it is still the same. It's about making a difference. And the next question is, do you stay in touch? Of course I stay in touch, because it's about people, right? Corporations, organizations are made of people. I still have good friends there and they're doing fantastic work. And it's about friendship. It's about people. Just like it's about these new, beautiful friendships and relationships I've formed. For example, with you listeners and, of course, one of my great friends, Rebel. That who I can reach out to and I can ask and they can reach out to me. So people matter and people are the biggest currency on this planet.
You sound like you have a very big heart. It's pleasing to help people for you.
Yes. And I have to say it's not... Totally. I'm going to share a secret. It's for myself too, because I'm sure each and every one of you, when you help others, it makes you feel good. So the way I see it is that it's a mutually beneficial thing, and helping others is helping yourself.
Not everybody gets that feeling. You know, there's some people who do only for themselves, and there's some people who actually do for others. You seem to be doing for yourself as you're doing for others, and that's a very good quality.
Thank you, Rebel. And, you know, what happens, Rebel, is that when you learn to give, you'll be surprised how doors open up. You don't even have to think about yourself. Things just happen. I really believe in abundance, and I really believe that when you help others, what goes around comes around and things happen for you.
Well, things definitely are happening for you. You have an amazing show and you've had an amazing life. What is one of your fondest memories from your childhood?
Great question. One of my fondest memories from childhood was I used to sit and write poems because I remember probably I was 6 or 7 years old when my mom gave me a really beautiful journal. It had some butterflies and flowers on top of it because she knew that I would scribble around and I would just write poems. And of course, you know, they were nothing, poems, short stories. And my mom would encourage me, my father would encourage me, oh, why don't you read your poems to us? And I would read, and they would encourage me so much that it was awesome. So that's one of my fondest memories.
That's amazing. I mean, that truly is amazing. Now, we have a comment in a chat room. Well, it's actually another question. Did you find writing to be helpful through life?
Yes. Here's what I'll share with you. Writing was such a beautiful part of my life when I was a child. And of course, you know, when you're a child, you have big dreams and then you get caught up in something else. So when I was a child, another funny and interesting story is that, you know, so many times I would take my journal, take a book, any book, you know, I used to love to read mystery books. I would go and sit up in, we had a huge tropical tree in our backyard, several trees actually, but this tree, I just loved it. I would go up, sit in a tree, read my book, write something and come down. And I found it so calming and peaceful. And of course, you know, as life progressed, I moved away from it and forgot it was, thought it was one of the childish hobbies that I had. And as I moved through journey, whether it's high school or college or even corporate world, writing is such an essential part of who you are. So when I was in labs or when I was doing my graduate program, we had to write theses, we had to write papers. Writing, if you think about it, is essential to anything. Whether you're getting in college, you're writing essays, or whether you're doing high school, there's something to be written about. And what I found was that as I was writing, my reports would not get so many reviews. And that was because in some form and shape, I did like writing. And of course, there are a couple of other questions that I've presented is, what is your favorite form of writing? So one thing I have to share, as I moved out from biopharmaceutical industry, I was invited to write my first anthology. And I cannot tell you how hard it was. It took me several months where I tried everything. I tried writing on paper. I tried writing in a notebook. I tried writing on loose paper. I tried going and doing meditation and then writing, typing on my phone, speaking into my phone, or typing up on my computer. Nothing seemed to work. And then finally, learning from world-class masters, I was able to figure out that I had my own process and how to write. So I found to my delight that I love writing books. I just love writing books. And as a result, I've even written up to 12 books. And next question is, what genre do you prefer? So I personally prefer business writing because, as you have heard, my life has meandered through entrepreneurship and corporateship. However, I like to write business nonfiction books in form of a story. So for example, my last book, The Entrepreneur's Garden, it is in a form of a story where it's so important to take something that may be dry and non-interesting and put it in real lives people, because guess what? These things happen in real lives. And now what has happened is, next question is, do you ever help others write? Yes, I've got so many clients. I've taken scores of people from concept to writing their books and taking them to create bestsellers and helping them take their books to create an impact, expand their reach. So recently, one of my clients, Mary, she came to me and said, Divya, I have this memoir. And she has lived such a hard life. And such a hard life. And I said, I delve in nonfiction books. However, when we sat down and I heard her story, I said, okay, let's go. So you can say that my genre has kind of flowed over, because when I connect with people, the goal is to give life and voice to their stories. Because if they were able to achieve their dreams, if they were able to overcome their struggles, then their story can inspire others. And of course, I alone cannot make a difference. Think about it. My helping all these people to write their books, and their books creating this impact, increases my reach. My goal is to touch a million lives in my lifetime, if not more so. I cannot do it alone. And now when I'm connecting with all these people and they have these fantastic messages, and when these messages are crafted the right way, they are able to impact thousands of people. And through them, I'm able to help. And one of the next questions is, did you ever do any medical writing? Yes, I wrote several of medical, not medical per se, but biopharmaceutical reports, where we are writing reports, where we are writing protocols, we're writing proposals and different types of writing, business writing that encompasses different areas. So from the, it could be proposal for clients, it could be reports on how a molecule is manufactured or how a molecule performs, what are the safety features. Next question is, was I blocked? Yes. Writer's blocks happens to everyone, to each and every one. It is very, very common, listeners. Writer's blocks happens to me even now. But what I've found is that as I finesse the process, that the process has become so repeatable and so predictable results that I get from it, that sometimes I'll forget to use my own process, but then I go back to it and I say, okay, let me do this step number one, step number two, step number three. I've made it very easy that I'm able to follow it and able to continue writing.
Would you care to share those steps with us before we go on?
Oh, absolutely. So those steps are, we are talking about those processes. So one of the things to do is to prep yourself before you even start writing. And then you are mentally prepped. It's about creating that mindset that, yes, this is what I want to do. And if I want to do that, I'm going to make time for it. It's first of all is the commitment. Then second is finding the right idea. And it's not that something that you have to discover and go and find something else. No. The key is, whatever your idea is, how do you formulate it into an idea, like morph it a little bit. So example, I'm going to give a very quick example. So somebody came to me and they wanted to write a story about their book. So this girl, beautiful, beautiful girl, and since we're still writing a book about her life, not going to share her name, she shared that she had been abused by her mom. And when she told me story, it was just heart-wrenching. How could a mom do that to her own child? Fast forward, she was able to forgive her mom, and her mom was able to realize what she had done. And now they have come together, and they have beautiful relationship. Now, this girl told me that, okay, Divya, what can we do? I still want to share my story, and yet at the same time, I don't want to hurt my mom. So we have come up with a way, in such a way that she's going to be narrating story as if it was a story of a client, not her own story. So she's still able to share her story. So it's about taking that idea and creating a right idea from it that would not hurt anyone, but it would inspire people. So that's the second step, is creating that idea. And the third is doing brainstorming and creating a beautiful way of outlining. And actually, as you do, is about getting started. And Rebel, you brought up a good point. I'm having actually a writer's challenge, and it's free of charge. It's just a writer's challenge, and where for 5 days we will be doing writing. People will have direct touch with me, and we will just make a commitment, and at the end of day five, they will have written their first paragraph.
So they're not, everybody's not writing the same thing in this. They're writing their own story, so to speak.
Yes, that's the beauty of it. People can just come, and people can just follow the process, and they can ask questions. So they will have access to me for 5 days, and they can continue writing it.
Oh, that seems wonderful. So you often say 82% of people want to write a book, but only a very few percent actually write it. Can you tell us why is that?
Yes, that's such a great question. So New York Times and USA Today, they have conducted surveys. And what they have discovered is that 82% of people in the US want to write a book. And yet what happens is only few percent take that idea and that desire and that passion to write that book and finish it to completion. And reason is that you are desirous of writing, and yet when you sit down and start writing, there is this block, there is this fear, there is this complexity of writing a book. Writing an article is different from writing a book, because I'll tell you, I've been writing blogs for years now, and yet I can write an article a whole lot faster than I can write a book. There's just something about writing a book where what happens is, if you write from heart, especially if you want to write the right book that will change your life, that will help you leave a legacy, that will help you grow your business, what's that going to do is, it will help evolve. And know that, right? It's almost like burying a piece of your soul. And now, most of people know that they're going to put it out there, and there will be people who will reject it. There will be people who will make comments on it. There will be people who are going to question. And yet, that desire still persists. And that fear of rejection and fear of failure stops 82% of people from writing their books.
So, do you think that starting young, that this is a passion for people, or do you think it's maybe a hobby that people take on? How do you know that this is what you're supposed to be doing?
Great question. So here's the answer to that. So for example, regardless who you are, if you desire to write a book, and if it is, let's say, you just want to write a book for your own personal use, that's the question you need to ask yourself. Okay, what is it that I expect from book? Yes, I want to make a difference. Yes, I want to create a legacy. Yet at the same time, the first question to ask is, what do you want the book to do for you? And when the answer comes back that I want it to help me help others, I want it to help me grow my business, I want it to help me create a unique brand, I want it to help me differentiate myself in a corporate industry, I want the book to help me become this brand that everybody recognizes, I want to be an author. So it's about that relationship that you have with the book. What do you want out of book? And let's say if 6 to 7 answers come up for you, where it's going to show you that book is going to become the portal to your success, then book is an essential for you. And if it is something that, you know, you just want to keep it to yourself, you don't want to share with the world, then journal writing can be what you can be doing. I hope that answers the question.
I think it does. We have so many other questions coming in. Let's see. Someone just asked, do people do this for selfish reasons?
Well, here's what I'll say. When you write a book, there's always, you'll be giving away some nuggets. So it's not necessarily selfish. It is more so, there's always an interaction. Because I sincerely believe, you know, if you look at law of thermodynamics, energy cannot be created. Energy can be transformed or converted. So similarly, there's another law. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. So when you're writing, and even if it is, let's check that question. So when I mentioned, oh, you want the book to create a brand for you, you want the book to help you grow your business, is it selfish for you to think out like that? So let's look at that. Now if your business grows, let's say if you are in a service industry, it could be even providing flowers to people. And yet you have a story behind your flower shop. Let's say, I'm going to give an example of one of my clients. So one of my clients is, she is a wonderful woman who works with young children because her daughter had a disease and her daughter really struggled through it. And so what she did was she went into a profession where it helps children. And now her stories, so she's writing book so that it will elevate her. Because think about it, when you are going about in your routine life, you'll meet doctors, you may even meet lawyers, you will meet physical therapists, you'll meet people in grocery stores, but you don't meet authors that often. So when you write a book, it just gives you instant credibility. It gives you instant positioning, especially if you've written the right book. So now my wonderful client wants to get an elevated status because she wants to help these kids. So always think about it that, you know, especially if you're service-oriented business, your business is doing something for others. And now you may say that, okay, somebody may just want to write a book about being a model and showing how great they are, how they've reached their life. So here's the thing, that even if they write from the totally selfish reasons, there will still be some nuggets, still some value, so it's never totally selfish.
I totally understand that. Now we have another question. How do you know what the right book is for you to write?
Great question. It again goes back through process. There's a lot of process to it. Very simple process is how to know the right book. And hopefully you will join our challenge and I'm going to give you answer over here. And yet at the same time, you can learn a whole lot more when you join our writer's challenge. And I will share the link to it. It is HTT, T as in Tom, T as in Tom, P as in Perry, S as in Sam, /success.diviaparekh.com/5-day-writing-challenge. 5 as in number, and I'll also be putting it out in chat. So join us, and so many of your questions will be answered there. Because of time restriction, it's going to be hard to answer all questions. So here the thing is that how do I know if it's the right book? It's again, we go back and ask, What is it that you want the book to do for you? What is it that you want that book of yours to do for a reader? What is it that you want that book to do for your family, for everyone? So when you bring in different aspects of your life, then you are able to find the right reason to write that book and also the right idea to write that book. The key is to consider everything. And there's a process to filter it through. It's almost like taking those ideas, putting it through funnel and getting the distillate from there, getting that concentrated focus. So I'll give an example. So for example, one of my clients, she is a professor in Hunter College in New York. And as she was writing her book, she had expertise in different areas. And then we started walking through, okay, what is it that you want from book? As we started eliminating and chipping away what she wanted from book, we figured it out that she loves connecting people. She loves networking. And she has this beautiful ways of networking that they're very unique to her. And that's what we landed on. And actually her book will be coming out shortly, probably in June, I think. So that's when we are slated to release her book. So the whole idea was that she wanted to share how she is connected with different people and has had different opportunities through networking. And that's what the book landed on. So ideas that gives you pleasure, ideas that gives you purpose, the right ideas that brings you at the intersection of passion, purpose, performance, and profitability. Because it's important to have a good relationship with money, because when you have that wonderful relationship with money, you are at freedom to have the life you deserve. You are at the freedom to have the quality time that you deserve in your life. And at the same time, when you're doing that, you are helping others because now you're showing them it can be done. So never think that you cannot be an example for others. And there are a few other questions that I'm going to try to address very quickly. Should the writer write for themselves or for others? And I think so we addressed that in Is Writing Selfish? It again very quickly is that writing, no matter even if you're writing totally for yourself, you will end up sharing your story. And your story is such a unique story because everyone's story is different, my dear friends. And when stories are different, people learn from each other. I always believe that I'm a learning leader. There's always to be learned from other people. And, okay, let's...
Speaking of learning, yeah. They have another question. Does one have to study long to write?
Actually, no. You don't have to study long to write. Unless you're writing about a subject that you totally don't know anything about. If you are an expert at something, yes, you may have to do some research on the side, but no, you do not have to write. And again, it depends what type of book you're writing. Now, if you're telling me that you are going to be writing a book about medical science, and if you have not gone to medical college and now you're writing a book about anatomy, then yes. You have to study for a long time to write it. Let's say, however, if you are a coach, consultant, entrepreneur, healer, if you are an integrated medicine practitioner, or if you're a radio personality, or if you are a corporate leader, then no, because you have been living that life for that period of time. So it depends on what you want to write.
Yes, I mean, if you live it, you can pretty much write about it from your own experience. But please don't go writing a how-to brain surgery book if you've never studied a class on it. That would be bad.
Really. Yes. I mean, and that's the thing, right? That you need credentials from behind it.
Exactly. Most definitely. All right. We have a few other questions in the chat room. We don't want to miss anything. What is the most popular type of book out there?
It, again, depends on who are you writing for. So, for example, as a coach, as a writing muse, as a lot of different things that I serve my people with. So, for example, I serve my folks to become this wonderful superpower women who can achieve anything in their lives. There are different soft skills. There are different competencies. There are different things that you need to become that. So if you're an entrepreneur, then how to grow your business could be popular. Now, if you are a leader, let's say if you're a C-suite executive, I've helped some of the executives write books too. Then let's say there's an executive who wants to transition from one company to another. And now he wants to apply for a job, or she wants to apply for a job. Let's say it's another job on board of directors. Now there are going to be 50 people applying for that job. Now if he has a book that shows exactly how he would do that job, and now he's or she is sitting in that interview, imagine that. You have got 5 people in boardroom interviewing you. Regardless, whatever position it is, you could be a manager, you could be a director, you could be a supervisor. Now you enter with that book in your room. The position is all about leadership, or the position is about whatever it is that you want to write. And you have written a book on that, and you present that book. People are going to say, oh, wow, she already has a book, of course. And as they flip through it, they tell at a glance that you're a person who knows that. So that book is popular in that area. So what book is popular depends on who you're writing for. In different genres, it's going to be different popular books. So another example, like I mentioned in for the leadership book, how to be a good leader, or it could be, let's say, if you are in an industry for fashion designing, then if you're a person who trains models, and then in that area it would be, how can a model survive the changing trends or the complexities or the demands of such a high-pressure industry? So it's about what your reader needs.
Most definitely. And some people are probably thinking, oh, well, there's already a book out about this. Your take on something may be totally different, or your experience throughout something may be totally different. So don't let that disturb you from going for it. Just because there's already a book out there doesn't mean your book is out there. So you should definitely not, you know, don't hold back. Do it for yourself, and do it because just because somebody might have read this book doesn't mean it fit their purpose. You know, you might write the book that helps, you know, resonate with someone else.
That is so true. You always have your reader. It's the key is knowing who your reader is, and when you write exactly what they need, and that's what we talk about, is having that right book. Understanding exactly what you are giving them, connecting with them. And it just has a magic of its own. So readers, do not stop from your desire. If you desire to write a book, go for it.
And that brings us to, we have about 10 minutes left, and this is a big one. How can people get started writing?
That's a really great question. How can people get started? And listeners, I have received several questions from you several times. How can I get started? And that was my one of my great inspirations to do this challenge, where I can be with you every step of the way and help you get started. So I invite you to join my challenge. And it's, as I've mentioned before, it's https://davidindigo.com/5as5numberdaywritingchallenge. And I've also put it in our chat box. So join. It's free of cost, no charge to you. And I will show you in a simple way how to get started. And if you're not able to make it, then still reach out and I will slot you in for next challenge. The challenge starts on February 19th. So there's a week, join in, and then I will be creating a new Facebook group for whoever joins in. And we will become a community, we will become a family. And for people who may be shy enough not to join in, so one thing I will share is how to get started is, first thing, make a commitment to yourself. It's so important to make that commitment. And once you make the commitment, just write, sit down and write. Because there's so much involved in process, it's very hard to capture over here. But the first step is making that commitment. Second is connecting with right people who have achieved what you want to achieve. Because I'll share with you one of the stories that when I started my coaching school, I took coaching school for quite a long time. So when I was getting my coaching certification, first class that I attended, my coach said that just because you become a coach does not mean that you know everything or that you are done with learning. The key is to learn continuously and take support from people who have already achieved and who are still learning. Because that's the key, right? If somebody has achieved and if they stop, it doesn't work. The whole idea is continuous learning, because when you are a learning leader, you stay at the competitive edge. So when she told me that it's really important to continuously learn and learn from people who have traveled the path that you are getting ready to travel, they've already done the mistakes. They've already fallen down and got up. So if you want to cut short the time and cut short the frustration, then that's one of the keys to do it. And I'll share a story over here is, since that day, I have had two coaches in my life every single year. And I call my two coaches as my rear view mirror and my side view mirrors, because they show me my blind spots that I'm unable to see.
That's pretty amazing. That is definitely pretty amazing. Now, just real quick, we have about 5 minutes left. We have some questions. Who can join this challenge?
Anybody who has a desire to write a book. It's a primarily business-driven book. However, that does not mean if you are a corporate professional and you want to write a book that helps you stand out, anybody can join this challenge. I have shared the link. And let's say if you feel like that you don't want to write a business book and you still want to write a book, because you're my listener, I still invite you, go ahead and write it. Because what I've found is that recently I have been helping people write their stories. So if you want to write your story, you want to make that difference, you want to grow yourself, you want to have this desire transform into a book, you can join. If you're committed to yourself, if you're committed to others, you can join. Here's what I'll share, that writing a book is not for you if you're not willing to give time to it. Writing is not for you if you're not passionate about yourself or passionate about your dreams. Writing is not for you if you don't want to share a little bit about yourself. And so there are different things, right? You just, it's not necessary to be as passionate. It's not necessary to be, it's, there are different criteria. So let's put it down again. Let's say you want to grow yourself. You want to just share your story. You want to talk about your passion. You want to make a difference. You want to grow your business. You want to make yourself stand apart from everybody else. You want to connect with your reader and you want to help them grow. Then another thing is you want to gain an authority status that puts you different from everybody else in this ocean of crowded market that we have. So there are so many reasons that if you have, you can join. And one thing I'll say is, when in doubt, just go and do it. You are there and it's not somebody new. It's I am right there by your side and you can ask me questions and say, hey, Divya, I'm right here. What am I going to be doing? So don't worry about it. If you have desire to write, just join.
Well, that's pretty cool. So all you fiction, nonfiction, and every other writer out there, it doesn't hurt to try. This might be the program for you. I have a few more questions. Is this a program, and are you going to do a radio show on the challenge?
Yes. If you ask for it, then I will do another radio show. However, I have to say that most of my radio shows are booked out for months, so I will definitely, y'all came to me, y'all asked me to talk about this, and I honored that request, and I'll honor it, and most likely I will pencil it in, and I will keep y'all posted when I'll be talking about it.
Awesome. Do we ever stop learning?
I don't know about anybody else. I can share about myself. To me, the day I stop learning, I feel suffocated because the way I feel is I don't know everything. And today, listeners, I've learned so much from you. The questions you've asked, I've learned from each and every one of you. These lovely questions. How can we not learn? So that's my perspective. And of course, you know, what we can do is everybody has their own perspectives, and I respect everyone's perspective.
Perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed this show. I want you to remember, whether Divya is speaking, advising clients, corporate clients, regular clients, coaching business owners, or helping authors to write a book or get published, she has a message, and it is essential to bringing success to everyone. You can learn a lot. Just keep listening right here to Beyond Confidence with Divya Parekh every Monday night. You will find what you need right here. Thank you so much for everything you do, Divya. It's great. It's you have a wonderful show, and it's been my pleasure being here with you today.
Oh, thank you, Rebel. You are awesome. I just love you, my darling.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you for being part of Beyond Confidence with your host, Divya Parekh. We hope you have learned more about how to start living the life you want. Each week on Beyond Confidence, you hear stories of real people who have experienced growth by overcoming their fears and building meaningful relationships. During Beyond Confidence, Divya Parekh shares what happened to her when she stepped out of her comfort zone to work directly with people across the globe. She not only coaches people how to form heart connections, but also transform relationships to mutually beneficial partnerships as they strive to live the life they want. If you are ready to live the life you want and leverage your strengths, learn more at www.divyaparekh.com. And you can connect with Divya at contact@divyaparekh.com. We look forward to you joining us next week, Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time.